Now, when you live in New England like I do, you need a break from these long winters. My colleague Andrea Crossan recently got away to spend a couple of weeks in Costa Rica, lucky girl, and she discovered that the town she was in has a sweet solution to a dusty problem.
For the past 2 years, I've escaped Boston's January freeze by traveling south to a sleepy surfing town on the west coast of Costa Rica called Playa Guiones. There isn't much to it. It's a handful of surf shops, there's a few yoga studios, and plenty of bars where you can get a perfect watermelon margarita. But even though it's a beach town, it's not the smell of the ocean that wafts in the air here. Walking around Guiones, it smells like a giant gingerbread house. And the source of the aroma is sticking to my flip-flops. Molasses. Thick, black, sweet. The streets here are covered in it. In the middle of town, I see where the stickiness is coming from. A crew pours 50-gallon drums of molasses into smaller buckets. They add water to loosen it up, and then they dump it on the road. I interrupt the crew leader, Joaquin, to ask why he and his guys are turning the town into a giant flytrap. He tells me that they're spreading molasses to stop the dust from getting into the air. And he explains that he and his crew aren't government workers. They're hired by the people who live on this street. The molasses men are just finishing up in front of a large pink-walled residence with a yin-yang symbol on the gate. The house is owned by Janie Harrington. She greets me at the door with a massive dog in tow.
Come on in. Thanks for having me over. Who is this?
This is Obayana, but we call him Obi.
Obi, Obi, you're beautiful.
Janie is American. She moved here about 11 years ago. She tells me that the molasses is a byproduct of sugarcane production. It's also an eco-friendly solution to dry season dust.
If you walk on the roads, there's a constant cloud of dust in front of you. And if a car or a truck, especially the trucks, go by, you're just completely covered. You can feel it in your eyes, you can feel it in your teeth, you breathe it in.
And it is dusty. Most of the roads in this part of Costa Rica aren't paved. Everyone riding quad bikes and motorcycles here wears a mask or a piece of fabric to avoid inhaling the dust. Janie says it's more than annoying.
There is silica in the dust, and breathing that in, it's not good for you. So even though this is a beautiful place to be, it's something in dry season we have to deal with.
So she and her neighbors pay about $200 a piece for Joaquin's crew to pour the molasses. The coating in front of her home will dry and harden in a couple of days, and it will last until the rains come in the spring. Molasses is water soluble, and a strong rain washes it away. As I walk back along the newly covered road, the fresh molasses cakes the bottom of my flip-flops and the back of my legs. I guess I'll just have to soak my flip-flops in the ocean to get rid of the goop. It's okay. Surf's up anyway. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Playa Guiones, Costa Rica.
You can see photos of the town where the streets are paved with molasses at PRI.org.